This is Dr. Singh indicating from Woodhaven Retirement Community. Patient's first name is Richard. Last name is Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E. His date of birth is 9/7/1937. Date of evaluation is 6/21/2022. HPI history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, irritability, comma, mood disturbance, history of present illness. This is 84 years old male who has been a resident of this facility since 12/23/2021. I reviewed evaluation done by a psychologist from Seniors Wellness Group. Patient chart indicates history of hypertensive heart disease, hyperlipidemia, CVA, GERD. Patient is currently on Risperdal 0.5 milligram twice a day, prescribed by medical staff. Patient was very easily irritable during my evaluation and kept on stating that he cannot, quote, hear me and understand me, unquote, and was upset about me wearing a mask. I had to repeat the question several times. He stated, quote, everything bothers me, unquote. Nursing aide reports that he gets very easily irritable when they are doing ADL care. Staff reports that his son is involved in his care. PI attempted to call patient's son Ken and left a message for him to call me back. Next paragraph. Patient reports that he was born in Michigan and worked in auto industry. He is a widow and stated that he has three children and one daughter lives in Arizona. He read my ID badge and stated, quote, you are a shrink, unquote. Yeah, he denies ever seeking psychiatric help previously. Next paragraph, review of systems, a general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic confusion, endocrine heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, widowed, number of children, three, current employment, used to work for auto industry. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history not known, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR, reviewed, Risperdal 0.5 milligram BID prescribed by medical team, blood pressure 130/52, pulse 84, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed demeanor, easily irritable, uncooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in bed, speech, loud at times, mood, anxious, dysphoric, affect, constricted, thought, plus confused, associations, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory impaired for recent events, funnel knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, fear, assessment plan, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31 plans, may benefit from low dose SSRI, Lexapro 5 mg once a day or Zoloft 25 to 50 mg once a day. Period. I left a message for his son to call me back. To discuss my recommendations with him. Number 2, unspecified dementia with behavioral disturbance, F02.81. Plans continue behavioral interventions, anticipate patient's needs, encourage participation in diversional activities, peer consistent redirection and limit setting for inappropriate behaviors. Number 3, cerebral infarction, unspecified, 163.9. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Notify any adverse effects from current medications. If he remains free of psychotic symptoms, consider gradual dose reduction of risperidol. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99335. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, and of dictation.